بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم ألهمنا مراشد أمورنا وأعذنا من شرور أنفسنا. During these last few days of the blessed month of Ramadan, everyone is desirous of searching for the night of Laylatul Qadr to be able to find a certain power, a certain night that can get all our work done, a time that all our du'as are getting accepted. So I will mention two things that if a person can get this in his life, he perhaps might find that every day of his life can give him a Laylatul Qadr. Allah Tabarakatala has given us certain things in our house. But because it has become normal, the power of it, a person has started taking for granted. Our entire Ramadan is focused around the Quran. And the fear has always been, that's the same fear which a boy, when he graduates and he completes his hifz of Quran, then normally a jalsa is made. But at the jalsa, sometimes we say this year, that whereas where it's a happier occasion for the family, for the boy, that now my hifz is over. Actually, for that household, it's a very sad occasion. Because that amount of Quran that used to take place in the 3 years when the boy was doing hifz, once he finishes his hifz, the Quran stops. Whereas the purpose of hifz of Quran was tasheel qiraat, was that now you memorized it, so now for you to read will be very easy now. In the past, a normal person would be taking about 20 minutes to read quarter juz, half juz. You memorized it. In your 20 minutes, you can get 1 1/4 juz. The purpose of hifz was always tasheelul qiraat. The demand was after the jalsa, that the house must now see more Quran. But normally what happens is, when a person remains engaged with something for a while, we have a habit that as soon as the deadline comes, meaning Eid is our deadline, as soon as Eid will come, many people will feel that now the search for Laylatul Qadr is over. And now that Quran which was in that house, remember in the month of Ramadan, the rebellious jinn are not around. After Ramadan, that's when they come. A man who was protecting himself with Quran in Ramadan, it's very amazing that after Ramadan, when the attack starts, that's when the man puts away his shield. Our greatest shield, especially for the days that are coming in front, which is the days where poison will be let out loose in the world, our greatest shield is Quran. In the end of Quran, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, يَكْفِيكَ مِنْ كُلِّ شَرْ, sufficient for every evil. Beginning of Quran was Surah Baqarah, that house which has it, shayateen, the effect of the jinn, magic will never enter that house. Middle of Quran, Surah Kahf, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned the first 3 verses of Surah Kahf. First 3 verses. If a person reads it daily, even if the Dajjal has to come in front, it will not cause harm to that individual. Beginning of Quran was going to remove magic. End of Quran was going to remove magic. Middle of Quran. If tilawat can come into our houses, and we must set a target. As evil becomes stronger, our tilawat has to become stronger. Set a target of about 5 to 6 juz daily of Quran. It was the habit of the people of the first era that they used to complete that manzil. So in a week they would finish their khatam. If man sets a high target, in the books and the annals of history you will read of people who daily would make 1 khatam of Quran. How they found that time? Their business was not like ours. Them to get water for wudu needed a mustaqil effort. It wasn't just a tap turning. For them to warm that water needed an effort. So much of time was needed just to prepare things. To get the animal, to slaughter the animal, to clean the animal. They just getting food was work besides the normal work. But if they could find time for an entire khatam daily, it seems difficult to understand that why we cannot find time for 3 to 6 juz daily of Quran. Especially for the one who has memorized Quran, tasheelul qiraa. If he can just put himself that my house needs this help at the moment. If he can get Quran in his house, Lord Quran. If a person has yaqeen on Quran, I will mention to you in 2 incidents. that this will sort out our hell, our stories in the year after. But even in this world, it just needs this yaqeen. There was an ustad of Hifz who mentioned amongst the amazing or the things that really broke his heart, made him cry, was one student who came to him for a few months, close to the end of the year. He started learning. But normally when a student starts, especially if he got no environment at home, the way his nazira is not good. But this boy had shock of hifz. And when a boy got a shock of wanting desire and the ustad doesn't want him to start hifz, it doesn't, that clash is there. That ustad is telling him, you're not reading properly, put your nazira right. He wants to just memorize. So it carried on, he stayed in that class for about 1 month, maybe 1.5 months. It wasn't coming right, and then he just like dropped out. That ustad even says, I feel guilty that after dropping out, I never made an effort to even go and find out why he's not coming. The reason is he was not a class student. His nazira was not good, so I never thought I'm going to really benefit by having him in my class. Then it happened that, or the ustad also said, wrote that he used to see when this boy would go out, when he would come to class also, he would never be dressed nicely. In a very like dirty, dusty manner. So he understood there's no environment at home for the khidmat of Quran. They're not bothered really. And his father also not one day took the time to come and ask how my son is doing. He said most likely his mother was coming, picking him up and carrying on. Then he says just before the jalsa, this boy phones. And he said, I heard the jalsa is on this date, so I'm going to be there also. So this person is trying to tell that boy that you can't come for the jalsa. You're like not part of the class. So the boy is like adamant, this was this boy. He said, I never left like, I never like deregistered, I just missed class for a few days, I'm part of the class. So when everyone is reading Quran, I'm also reading Quran. So this ustad said, now I'm telling this boy that, you know, the jalsa is going to be, so many people are going to be there to listen. Okay, if you want to just come and read 1-2 surahs. What he meant is the last 2 surahs. That boy, the day he pitched up with Surah Ar-Rahman. So when the ustad was asking, like, what you gonna read, which surah? He said, Surah Ar-Rahman. He said, my heart, like, collapsed. So thinking now where to put the boy in the line, so he said, okay, let's put the boy last. Because it's the law that first impressions last. If he had to start reading, it will create a... So he said, the boy will read last, and then I'll speak, and I'll say, this boy just entered now, his nazira is still, and make dua that Allah gives him. And I thought he'll read a few lines of Surah Ar-Rahman and Sadaqallahu Al-Azim. And when this boy started reading, so he says the entire majma was like captivated. How he read, how much he read of Surah Ar-Rahman, I don't know, maybe about 1 page or something. And he read so beautifully. While he's reading, I'm thinking, now, I was supposed to make the announcement now. So that the jalsa finished, dua was made, everyone was happy, the boy, people praised him. I went to the boy and I said, but you never learned from me this year. So the boy said, no, I learned from the internet. He says, what happened is, when I came to Hifz also, I came only because of the desire of my father. My father's one desire was, my son must become Hafiz of Quran. So my mother said that, you know what, go. Why she said go? Because my father became sick. So to make my father happy, I enrolled. After about 1 month, my father became very, very sick. So to look after my father, I could not come anymore. So I stayed at home, but to make my father happy, whenever I got free time, I would memorize Quran over the internet. And this was that surah I memorized, Surah Ar-Rahman. Then the boy says to the ustad, the only reason I wanted to read at your jalsa was to make my father happy. He says, how that happened is, that while I was learning Quran, my father could never enjoy my Quran because he's deaf. So even if I had to read in front of him, he couldn't benefit. He says, but my father passed away a few days ago. So now I became so happy that the first time he will get the chance to hear my Quran. Imagine that yaqeen of that boy, that he'll be there, but now he can hear. As long as he was deaf, he couldn't hear. Where normally everyone will start crying and the boy will say, for the next 1 week, I can't come madrasa. This boy had so much of yaqeen that this is the first time my father will start hearing my Quran. That yaqeen on there. They write in the books of the lovers of Quran, there was a certain madrasa established for hifz. So normally what the system in certain countries is, that the madrasa doesn't prepare food. The rich people of the locality, they prepare. But the student's job is now, they must make taqseem. You will go to a certain house, collect the food, and you will divide the food amongst your friends. So there was one man in the town who took the responsibility. He was big in size. And he was like a butcher perhaps. So he said, I do not feel it's right that the students must disgrace themselves. And they must go to the house, knock on the house and take the food. He said, I take responsibility. Every day I will fetch from the houses allocated. I will get that food, I will take it to the madrasa, I'll give it to the students. I do not burden them. However, student's nature is a student's nature. No matter how much you do for a student, he won't appreciate it now. So as this man was found every day bringing the food, and he was big in size, and he would carry the deg. So the student started calling him an ox. Because normally in India, you'll see that ox taking that heavy load. So he was big. He had that load. So they began calling him ox. First few days that word ox was said, but he never heard it. So he was bringing. And students are students. As he would come now, more and more students, especially the younger ones, would run by him. The elder ones, they don't tell him you the ox amongst themselves. But the younger ones, as they would run to see him coming, they would start screaming, ox is coming, ox is coming. Now this made him very upset now. So he went home, and in his anger he said that after doing so much for them, can they treat me like this? So he said, Qasam on Allah, I will never ever make their khidmat after this year. So that night no food came to the students. And they're wondering where our ox is. And he is burning in anger and he sleeps. In his dream, he sees the day of Qiyamah. And everyone running around like sad, worried, confused. And then he sees the Sirat. People are crossing the Sirat, going into paradise. And he is waiting, trying to take a step, and he's scared, must I go, must I not go? In front, he sees the madrasa students, they're also crossing. As they're crossing, one of them turn around, and they see him standing there confused. So the one says to the other, hey, our ox. So they all look and said, how can we cross the Sirat without our ox? So one group of students goes there and grab him by the hand and say, our ox will come with us. And they took him over. So when he woke up in the morning, this is called yaqeen, that this Quran is going to help us there a lot. Lot is going to help. He woke up in the morning, he came back to the madrasa, he said, you can call me what you want. Until I die, I will make your khidmat. This Quran will serve us there. As it will serve us there, it will serve our dead there. They will enjoy our Quran there. If you could not give them a hadiah while you were alive, you can give them a hadiah when they're there. The greatest thing that can be given to them is Quran. But besides that, to have this yaqeen also, that the greatest thing me and you need, our greatest shield is Quran. So my family who passed away need my Quran. My family who's living need my Quran. I need my Quran. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, look after this Quran, ta'ahadu. Look after this Quran. By the qasam of Allah, when it escapes, it goes faster than a camel. When that man had that camel, as long as the camel is by him, your work is done. In the desert, on that camel, a man would be kept far from heat. That camel is gone, you'll have to walk in the desert, you won't survive. If Quran comes out of our life and it goes out very fast, in Ramadan we got it, let's not lose it now. Let's not lose it. Keep that rain in our hand. Make an intention as soon as Ramadan finishes, my Ramadan starts only. That camel, even if the man doesn't have water in the desert, that camel will find his water. But without that camel, he will die of thirst. If Quran goes, spirituality will come to an end. If that man is lost in the desert, the camel will find a place for him to go to. It will find its way home. Lose that camel, you can stand waiting for someone to come and help you. No one's going to find you. We lose our Quran, we will be lost completely. How that camel is that life for that man in the desert. Quran is our life. But that camel disappears very fast. Quran also goes very fast. How we grabbed it in the month of Ramadan. In every house people are reading. Before Ramadan ends, make an intention that my life must be Ramadan. And to make it Ramadan, it means it must be centered around Quran. And the second is how we are searching for Laylatul Qadr now. Once Ramadan finishes, let's not miss Laylatul Qadr. A very easy amal mentioned in the ahadith, This is one of those ahadith that come through the chain of Imam Abu Hanifa rahimullah, that a person after the Isha Salah, if he recites two rakats, we all read it, I'll call our two rakats sunnah. And then he adds two more rakats, which we normally learned in madrasa, the two rakats nafal. Four rakats after the Isha Salah. Allah will give him the reward of having found Laylatul Qadr. Every night, we all know two rakats is there already in the bag. It's just to add a two rakats. And then you will have Laylatul Qadr for the rest of the year. Found Laylatul Qadr, one is in the reward. One is after that second two rakats, lift up your hand. And he said, oh Allah, when you're giving me that reward of Laylatul Qadr, give me the dua of Laylatul Qadr also. And after that second two rakats, make your dua. You got Laylatul Qadr every night. If we can keep Ramadan every night, we can keep Laylatul Qadr every night for the rest of the year, then we are made. This Quran will see to our needs. Laylatul Qadr will see to our needs. Let it not be that Ramadan comes and Ramadan ends and it gets wrapped up. Where it was supposed to prepare us that if you could do it for 30 days, I'm sure you can do it for 300 days. But for many of us, Ramadan is a day of ibadat. And when Eid comes, it's I've done my work now, now I can rest. May Allah not make it like that. Let this be the beginning, not the ending. How much we got here, let it now take us out of Ramadan. That's when we will need it more. Allah grant us all tawfiq and understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.